One block that keeps getting in people's way is that they imagine being successful and it doesn't feel safe because of other people's reactions. So this is the segment on safety. So I want you to say out loud, it feels dangerous to be successful. Do you get any truth on that? Does that feel right to you, that it feels dangerous and unsafe to be successful? Because if we don't unpack that electronically and energetically with a sequence, with a tapping, then you're going to continue to gravitate towards safety, which means not being successful. Now, sometimes it's about other people's reactions. Sometimes it's about standing out. But I want you to see if you can say both statements. It feels safe to be successful. If you don't have a 10 on that, 100% congruence, you've got some work to do. The other side is what I first suggested. It feels dangerous being successful. So it's likely that it feels dangerous gets a stronger charge. And again, these are cellular memories about something you learned or heard or witnessed about being safe with success or with standing out. See if you can get a number on either one of those. It is safe to be successful. 10 should be, 100%. Maybe you're only at a 5 or a 6. Or say the other statement, which may just trigger you more easily, it feels dangerous being successful. And we're going to work with both sides of that wording. Karate chop point. Even though it doesn't feel safe for me to be successful, and it's that old unconscious, subconscious programming again, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I have safety issues about being successful, I choose to accept all of my energy. Even though there are some cellular memories that make me believe it's unsafe to be successful, I choose to break those up now. Eyebrow. These cellular memories about success and safety. Side of the eye. Those old cellular programs that say it's not safe to be successful. Under the eye. It feels dangerous being successful. Under the nose. Now that's an old program. Chin. It feels dangerous being successful. Collarbone. I have all these subconscious blocks to being successful. Under the arm. No wonder I keep blocking myself. Top of the head, it's the old programming. Take a deep breath. And measure whichever statement was easier for you to work with. It feels safe being successful and get a truth or no truth on that, or it feels dangerous being successful. They're just the flip side of the same coin, and some people prefer to do it in the positive, others prefer to address the idea of danger. And measure that. Your number should have changed with that, but we'll go back and do it again. Karate chop point. Even though I have safety programming about being successful, and I know it's in my subconscious mind, I choose to feel calm and peaceful. Even though I have these safety issues about being successful, and it's old programming in my subconscious mind, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though it feels dangerous for me to be successful, I recognize its old cellular memories and I choose to move on. Eyebrow. I've had this old program around safety. Side of the eye, I didn't want to stand out. Under the eye, I'm afraid to stand out. Under the nose, that's definitely an old memory for me. Chin, these old safety issues about standing out. Collarbone, it still feels dangerous for me to be successful. Under the arm, but what if I acknowledge that that's a subconscious program? Top of the head, what if I understood it's just a cellular memory? Eyebrow, I choose to release the cellular memories about danger and safety. Side of the eye, I choose to release the cellular memory that says success isn't safe. Under the eye, it's an old subconscious program. Under the nose, I recognize it and know it well. Chin, I acknowledge that somehow I must have needed to use it. Collarbone, I acknowledge the old subconscious programming. Under the arm, and I choose to release it now. Top of the head, I'm replacing the old programming about danger. Eyebrow, with new programming around safety. Side of the eye, it's only a memory. Under the eye, I want to feel safe. Under the nose, I can feel safe and successful. Chin, I love feeling safe and successful. Collarbone, safety is within me. Under the arm, now that's a new program. Top of the head, safety comes from within me. Good, take a deep breath. Great. How are we accessing the subconscious mind? The tapping is very important because it's slightly distracting, and at the same time, it's accessing the energy electrical system in your body. So you're getting so much deeper than having a conscious conversation. So while you're tapping, you're accessing the energy and the electricity, you're addressing concretely the subconscious programming, and you're suggesting to yourself that you are replacing the old programming with new, updated programming that serves you. Go back to the eyebrow. I love my new safety programming. Side of the eye. My subconscious mind can feel safe now. Under the eye. I love feeling safe being successful. Under the nose, I love being safe, being successful. Chin, I can clear the subconscious blocks around danger and safety. Collarbone, I choose success in my life. Under the arm, and I feel in alignment now. Top of the head, as I release the fears of success. Eyebrow, I feel the congruence. Side of the eye, I feel the new cellular memories. Under the eye, I just feel better. Under the nose, I appreciate the programming and what it needed to do for me. Chin, and it's time to move on. Collarbone, I choose to release the old cellular memories. Under the arm, that made abundance unsafe. Top of the head, and I embrace my new safety and my new successes and my new energetic alignment. Good. Take a deep breath. Great. Say the statements again to yourself. It feels safe being successful, or it feels dangerous being successful. See which numbers are changing and whether you need to do more tapping on this idea of standing out. Many of you know I have an entire CD on afraid to shine, which is a huge issue for people. And if that's necessary for you or you need to keep going that direction, it's a wonderful topic for ongoing clearing.